Welcome to Zichu Daf Siman Mem Rabbi Avram Gold. I enter Maseches Chagiga Daf Yud Ches. The second parak Ein Dorshin. The Zichu Maseches Chagiga program has been generously sponsored by Leinishmas Avram Ber Ben Asher and Leinishmas Tamar Bas Chaim. And then the Neshamas have an Aliyah. So the three we're going to focus on. Number one, the Gemara brings a brice regarding the source for the prohibition of doing malacha on Chol HaMoed. According to Rabbi Yoshia, when the Pasuk states, as Chagam Matzos Tishmor Shivas Yamim, you shall guard the Chagam Matzos for 7 days, Alimet Chol HaMoed Sha'asu Basiyas Malacha. This teaches that it's forbidden to do malacha on Chol HaMoed. Rashi explains that the word Tishmor, you shall guard, is a warning not to do malacha. But Yonasan says that the Pasuk's not needed, for it can be derived from a Kal Vachomer. Ma Rishon Shvi She'en Kedush Lifnei Malacharen Asur Basiyas Malacha, if the first and 7 days of Pesach, where there's no Kedusha before or after them, but they're nonetheless prohibited from doing malacha, Chol HaMoed Yesh Kedush Lifnei Malacharen Ein Odin She'e Asur Basiyas Malacha, then the days of Chol HaMoed, where there is a Kedusha before and after them, is it not logical that they are subject to the prohibition of doing malacha? After the Bryce attempts to challenge Rabbi Yonason's Kal Vachomer, but is unsuccessful, the Gemara brings three more sources for the prohibition of doing malacha on Chol HaMoed. Point number two, the next Mishnah states, Notin Yadayin Chulun Meister Utruma. We wash our hands for Chulun, Meister Sheni, and Truma. Rashi says it's sufficient to use a kli that has a revius of water. The Mishnah continues, Lo Kodesh Madbun, but for Kodesh we immerse our hands in a mikvah. Rashi explains that to eat from a shlamim or for kohanim, to eat from a chatas or asha, the Rabban made an extra stringency and required immersing the hands in a mikvah of 40 sa, even if they did not come in contact with Tuma. The mission continues, Ochatas im nitmu yadav nitmu gufo. And in regard to handling mechatas, which is the water mixed with the ashes of the parduma, if one's hands became tamei, that his entire body is considered tamei, and he must immerse his entire body. Rashi explains that this is referring to the Rabban Tuma, which makes the hands tamei, but not the body, such as a Rishon or a Sefer of Tanakh. And point number three, the Gemara questions whether Chulin and Maaser Sheni require hand washing based on a Mishnah in Bikurim which states that Maaser Sheni does not require it, which implies, all the more so, that Chulin doesn't need it. After addressing the contradiction regarding Maaser Sheni by stating that the Mishnah in Bikurim is Rabbi Meir, who does not require hand washing for Maaser Sheni, and our Mishnah is the Chamin that do with regard to Chulin, it concludes that there is also no contradiction. Kan b'achilah de nahama, here in our Mishnah, that requires hand washing, it's dealing with the eating of bread. Kan b'achilah de perib, whereas here, in the Mishnah Bikurim, it's discussing the eating of other products. For Rav Nachman said, Kol notel yadav v'peros harizim megaseh ruach. One who washes his hands for eating a food other than bread is from the arrogant. So once again, the 3 points are number one. The Gemara brings a brice regarding the source for the prohibition of doing malacha on Chol HaMoed. According to Rabbi Yoshia, when the Pasuk states, as Chagam Matzos Tishmor Shivas Yamim, you shall guard the Chagam Matzos for 7 days, Alimet Chol HaMoed Sha'asu Basiyas Malacha. This teaches that it's forbidden to do malacha on Chol HaMoed. Rashi explains that the word Tishmor, you shall guard, is a warning not to do malacha. But Yonasan says that the Pasuk's not needed, for it can be derived from a Kal Vachomer. Ma Rishon Shvi She'en Kedush Lifnei Malacharen Asur Basiyas Malacha, if the first and 7 days of Pesach, where there's no Kedusha before or after them, but they're nonetheless prohibited from doing malacha. Chol HaMoed Yesh Kedush Lifnei Malacharen Ein Odin She'e Asur Basiyas Malacha, then the days of Chol HaMoed, where there is a Kedusha before and after them, is it not logical that they are subject to the prohibition of doing malacha? After the Bryce attempts to challenge Rabbi Yonason's Kal Vachomer, but is unsuccessful, the Gemara brings three more sources for the prohibition of doing malacha on Chol HaMoed. Point number two, the next Mishnah states, Notin Yadayin Chulun Meister Utruma. We wash our hands for Chulun, Meister Sheni, and Truma. Rashi says it's sufficient to use a kli that has a revius of water. The Mishnah continues, Lo Kodesh Madbun, but for Kodesh we immerse our hands in a mikvah. Rashi explains that to eat from a shlamim or for kohanim, to eat from a chatas or asha, the Rabban made an extra stringency and required immersing the hands in a mikvah of 40 sa, even if they did not come in contact with Tuma. The mission continues, Ochatas im nitmu yadav nitmu gufo. And in regard to handling mechatas, which is the water mixed with the ashes of the parduma, if one's hands became tamei, that his entire body is considered tamei, and he must immerse his entire body. Rashi explains that this is referring to the Rabban Tuma, which makes the hands tamei, but not the body, such as a Rishon or a Sefer of Tanakh. And point number three, the Gemara questions whether Chulin and Maaser Sheni require hand washing based on a Mishnah in Bikurim which states that Maaser Sheni does not require it, which implies, all the more so, that Chulin doesn't need it. After addressing the contradiction regarding Maaser Sheni by stating that the Mishnah in Bikurim is Rabbi Meir, who does not require hand washing for Maaser Sheni, and our Mishnah is the Chamin that do with regard to Chulin, it concludes that there is also no contradiction. Kan b'achilah de nahama, here in our Mishnah, that requires hand washing, it's dealing with the eating of bread. Kan b'achilah de perib, whereas here, in the Mishnah Bikurim, it's discussing the eating of other products. For Rav Nachman said, Kol notel yadav v'peros harizim megaseh ruach. One who washes his hands for eating a food other than bread is from the arrogant. All right, so now we go to our Simur Daf Yudches, and our standard Simon is a Chuppah, because Ben Yudches, or Chuppah, someone is 18, should go to Chuppah's Yirgos. The Chuppah designer, who wasn't permitted to do Malacha on Chol HaMoed, finally fashioned her dream Chuppah equipped with washing stations for people to eat Chulon Maaser and Truma, and embroidered with the message, washing required for Chulon bread, not fruit. Once again, slow motion. The Chuppah designer, Chuppah, that must more end up Yudches. The Chuppah designer, who wasn't permitted to do Malacha on Chol HaMoed, which reminds us, the Gemara brings a brace regarding the source for the prohibition of doing Malacha on Chol HaMoed, according to Rabbi Oshia. When the Pasuk states, as Chagamatzos Tishmor, Shivas Yamim, shall guard the Chagamatzos 7 days, it teaches that it's forbidden to do Malacha on Chol HaMoed, for Rashi explains that the word Tishmor, you shall guard, is a warning not to do Malacha. Rabbi Yonason says that the Pasuk is not needed, for it can be derived from a Kal Vachomer. If Yom Rishon and Shvi'a Pesach, where there's no Kedusha before or after them, are nonetheless prohibited from doing Malacha, then the days of Chol HaMoed, where there's Kedusha before and after them, Kal Vachomer they are subject to the prohibition of doing Malacha. So, the Chuppah designer, who wasn't permitted to do Malacha on Chol HaMoed, finally fashioned her dream Chuppah equipped with washing stations for people to eat Chulon, Maaser, and Truma, which reminds us, the next mission states, no Tin Yadayim with Chulon, Maaser, or Truma. We wash our hands for Chulon, Maaser, Sheni, and Truma. And the mission continues, well, Kodesh mat bilin, but for Kodesh we immerse our hands in a mikvah. Rashi explains that to eat from a shlamim, or for Kohen to eat from a chatas or asham, the Rabbanim made an extra chumra and required immersing the hands in a mikvah of 40 sa, even if they did not come in contact with Tumah. Ulchatas im nitmu yadav nitma gufo. And in regard to handling mechatas, if one's hands became tame, then his entire body is considered tame, and he must immerse his entire body. Rashi explains that this is referring to a derabban tuma, which makes the hands tame, but not the body, such as a rishon or a sefer of Tanakh. So, the chuppah designer, who wasn't permitted to do malacha on Chol HaMoed, finally fashioned a dream chuppah equipped with washing stations for people to eat chulon, maaser, and truma, and embroidered with a message, washing required for chulon bread, not fruit. Which reminds us, the Gemara questions whether Chulon and Maaser Sheni require hand washing based on a Mishnah Bikurim, which states that Maaser Sheni does not require it, which implies all the more so that Chulon doesn't require it. After addressing the contradiction regarding Maaser Sheni with regard to Chulon, it concludes that there is also no contradiction. Kan b'achil de nahama, here in our Mishnah, it requires hand washing instead of the eating of bread. Kan b'achil de peri, whereas here in the Mishnah Bikurim, it's discussing the eating of other produce. For Rav Nachman said, kol noto yadu peres harzim gasei ruach. One who washes his hands for eating a food other than bread is from the arrogant. So once again, the chuppah designer, who wasn't permitted to do malacha on Chol HaMoed, finally fashioned her dream chuppah equipped with washing stations for people to eat chulon, maaser, and truma, and embroidered with the message, washing required for chulon bread, not fruit. All right, now it's time for four blap at Chazara. Daf Yadal. So the Simur Daf Yadal is a hand, and we often use a juggler. So here goes. The juggler dropped all of his balls in awe when he noticed four men learning hundreds of Siddurim Mishnayos, which reminds us that Yeshayahu pronounced 18 different curses upon Klal Yisrael, which Rashi explains means that he prophesied 18 tragedies that would befall them. And the Gemara brings a pasuk that lists all those that will be removed from Yerushalayim and Yehuda, the first two being the Mashen Umashena, the support and the staff. Mashen Elu Bali Mikra, support refers to masters of Chumash. Mashena Elu Bali Mishnah, staff refers to masters of Mishnah, like Rabbi Yehuda Ben Tema and his associates, Rapapa. And the Rabban disagreed on their level of mastery. One said they had mastered 600 Sidrei Mishnah, and one said they had mastered 700 Sidrei Mishnah, which Rashi explains existed in their days. So the juggler dropped all of his balls in awe when he noticed four men running hundreds of Siddurim Mishnayos, surrounded by singing trees on fire, which reminds us, the Gemara brings the description of Elazar ben Aruch demonstrating to Meyochim and Zakkai that he was fit to be taught Maaser Merkava, when he darshan and became surrounded by trees on fire that were singing Shira, and then it recounts Rabbi Yochanan's reaction. So the juggler dropped all of his balls in awe when he noticed four men running hundreds of Siddurim Mishnayos, surrounded by singing trees on fire and ascending into a pardes in the heavens, which reminds us, it was taught in a braisa, arba nichnusu bepardes. There were four who entered the pardes, which Rashi explains means that they mentioned the divine name and ascended to Shemayim. They were Ben Azai, Ben Zoma, Achir, and Mikiva. Ben Azai hates his umes. Ben Azai glanced towards the divine presence and he died. Ben Zoma hates his venifka. Ben Zoma glanced and became mentally unstable. Acher kitzes benetias, Acher chopped down saplings in the pardes and became evil. Rabbi Kiva yatz b'shalom, Rabbi Kiva emerged in peace. Daf Tezvav, so the Simur Daf Tezvav is related to Tu B'Shvat, and we use a fruit bowl. So here goes. The wayward sage who pulled out radishes on Shabbos and put them in his fruit bowl, that must be more on Daf Tezvav, too, Tu B'Shvat. The wayward sage who pulled out radishes on Shabbos and put them in his fruit bowl, which reminds us, the Gemara relates that what caused the Achrit to lead a life of sin was seeing a malch sitting in Shemayim, which led him to think that there are two authorities in Shemayim, and that he demonstrated to our harlot that he was no longer the great Elisha ben Avuya by pulling out radishes on Shabbos. So the wayward sage who pulled out radishes on Shabbos and put them in his fruit bowl, while getting annoyed by children reciting psukim to him, which reminds us, it was taught in the Brisa that there was an incident with Acher, who was riding on a horse on Shabbos, and Rav Meir was walking behind them to learn Torah from him. Rav Meir attempted to get Acher to do tshuva by taking him to many shuls, but each time Acher asked the child to recite the pasuk he was learning, and the pasuk sent the message that Acher's tshuva would not be accepted. So the wayward sage who pulled out radishes on Shabbos and put them in his fruit bowl, while getting annoyed by children reciting psukim to him, was constantly followed by a disciple who would eat the edible parts of dates and throw the pits into his bowl. Which reminds the Gemara asks how Rav Meir was permitted to learn Torah from Acher when one should only learn from a Rebbe who's like a Malach Hashem, and answers that Rav Meir had different psukim that taught the opposite. The Gemara concludes that while lesser people should only learn from a Rebbe who's like a Malach, Rav Meir was so great that he could learn the valuable things from Acher and discard the rest, similar to eating the outside of a date and throwing out the pit. Daf Tezayin. So the Simur Daf Tezayin is toes. So here goes. The large toed acrobat. Large toed acrobat. That must be learned Daf Tezayin. Toes. The large-toed acrobat who did a demon stunt where he would fly like an angel while eating like a human, which reminds us, it was taught in a Brisa, Shishadvarim Nemru B'Shedim. There are six characteristics that were said regarding demons. Three are like Malkei Asharis and three are like human beings. They're like Malkei Asharis in that they have wings, they fly from one end of the world to the other, and they know what will happen in the future, which means they hear what's announced behind the pargod like the Malkei Asharis. They're like human beings in that they eat and drink, procreate, and die. We also learned there are six characteristics said about human beings. Three are like the Malkei Asharis, and three are like animals. So the large-toed acrobat who did a demon stunt, where he would fly like an angel while eating like a human, had the scare of his life when the beams above the stage start talking about all his wrongdoings. Which reminds us, if the Yetzer says to you, sin, and the Kodesh Baruch Hu will forgive you, do not believe him. Perhaps one will ask, who will testify against me? If I sin in the privacy of my own house, the stones and beams in one's house will testify against him. The Chacham say, a person's neshama will testify against him. Rabbi Zirika said, the two Malkei Asharis who scored a person will, and others say, the limbs of a person testify against them. So, the large-toed acrobat who did a demon stunt, where he would fly like an angel while eating like a human, had the scare of his life when the beams above the stage started talking about all his wrongdoings, including the time he took lightly the rabbinic prohibition against doing smicha on Yantam. Which reminds us, Rav Shem Bar Abba said in the name of Yochanan, "Lo'olam al teheshvus kal be'einecha," never let a rabbinic prohibition concerning Shabbos or Yantam be light in your eyes, for smicha is only prohibited as a shvus, and yet the Gedolei Hador over five generations had a machlokas about it. Daf Yud Zayin. So the Sim Daf Yud Zayin is a used car, and we often use a used car salesman. So here goes. The used car salesman. Used car salesman. That must be on Daf Yud Zayin. The used car salesman who told the potential buyer his payment plan included 7 days after Shavuos, which reminds us, Rabbi Elazar said in Nimroshia, "Menayin la'atzer she'yesha tashumin kol shiva." From where is it derived that Shavuos has a tashumin period for the chagiga and olas re'iyah for 7 days? For it's written the pasuk regarding the mitzvah of appearing before Kodesh Baruch Hu 3 times a year, b'chag matzos, b'chag Shavuos, b'chag Sukkos. The Torah makes a hekesh comparing Shavuos to Pesach. Ma Pesach yesha tashumin kol shiva, af chag Shavuos yesha tashumin kol shiva. Just as Pesach has tashumin for all 7 days, so too Shavuos has tashumin for all 7 days. So the used car salesman who told the potential buyer his payment plan included 7 days after Shavuos, and that he'd throw in a hotel voucher to sleep over in Yerushalayim, Motzi Yantav on Sukkos, which reminds us, after concluding that the pasuk that mentioned the three are gone to the mitzvah of Re'iyah was a source for hekesh between Pesach and Shavuos, then we're asked what halach is being learned out from the fact that Sukkos is mentioned in the pasuk. It answers, Machaga Matzos Ta'onuina Av Chaga Sukkos Ta'onuina. Just as Chaga Matzos requires staying overnight in Yerushalayim following the first day of Yantiv, so too Sukkos requires staying overnight following the first day of Yantiv. So, the used car salesman who told the potential buyer his payment plan included 7 days after Shavuos, and that he'd throw in a hotel voucher to sleep over in Yerushalayim, Motzi Yantiv on Sukkos, proudly proclaimed that there are many good years of use to reap from the car. Which reminds us, the Gemara brings another source for Teshuvim for Shavuos. The Gadmi of Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov Tana Braisa, the Pasuk of the Parsha discussing Shavuos states, Kurasim v'kutzerchem, that you shall make a hoy proclamation when you reap. Ezu chag shata korev v'kutzer bo, which is the chag that you make a proclamation and you reap, say this is the chag of Shavuos. All right, now it's time to conclude with our pop quiz of 10 questions plus three bonus questions from previous Masechtas. Number one, which did we learn out that Sukkos requires Lina from a Hekesh to Pesach? That's on Daf Yud Zayin. Good. Number two, which of you in the Shadim are like the Malchei Asharis in three ways, and like humans in three ways? That's on Dav. Tezayin. Good. Number three, which Dav do you have the Mishnah which states that one washes his hands to purify them for Chuan, Meiser, and Truma? That's on Dav. Yud Ches. Good. Number four, which Dav do you have the Acher pulled out radishes on Shabbos to demonstrate that he was no longer Shomer Mitzvos? That's on Dav. Tezvav. Good. Number five, which Dav do we have sources brought that it's Asur to do Malacha on Chol HaMoed? That's on Dav. Yud Ches. Good. Number six, which Dav do we have in a second source that Shavuos says Tashlumim from the pasuk that mentions Ukarasim Ubekutz Rechem? That's on Dav. Yud Zayin. Good. Number seven, which Dav do we have according to some of the beams and stones of one's house will testify against him? That's on Dav. Tezayin. Good. Number eight, which Dav do we learn that the trees went on fire and started to sing when Rebbe Elazar ben Aruch started to darshan Maisa Merkava? That's on Dav. Yud Dal. Good. Number nine, which Dav do we learn that the person should never let a shvus, such as prohibiting smicha and yantiv, to be light in their eyes? That's on Dav. Tezayin. Good. And number ten, which Dav do we learn that we wash our hands for chun when eating bread, but not for eating other foods? That's on Dav. Yud Ches. Excellent. Now the three bonus questions. Number one, which Dav do we learn about the tznias of Rachel when she gave over the simanim to Leah? That's on Dav. Yud Gimel and Megillah. Good. Number two, which Dav do we learn that Mises Karis is between the ages of 50 and 60? That's on Dav. Chav Ches and Moed Katan. Good. Number three, which Dav do we learn Kodesh Baruch Hu wrapped himself in a talis like a shulich tzibor and taught Moshe Rabbeinu the Yud Gimel Midos Shel Rachamim? That's on Dav. Yid Zayin and Rosh Hashanah. Excellent. That concludes today's shir. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldman Zichu wishing you a great day and great learning.